Well, to discuss the recent situation in Syria, we're joined by political commentator Mr. George Jabour, who's with us via satellite from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Mr. Jabour, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts on the attacks that took place in Syria, and also about the demonstrations where Syrians have called to stand united against what they're describing as a conspiracy targeting their country.
Well, first, my condolences to the families of the victims, my condolences to Syria, to the Syrian people altogether. The attacks on the Dati security offices in Syria is deplorable, of course. It was catastrophic, it cost many lives. And the general situation in Syria is that of expressing condemnation for these attacks. Armed gangs, of course, have been talked about as the cause of trouble, of unrest in various parts of Syria. It is quite clear that the opposition is trying a variety of means in order to unsettle the government. However, the public opinion is totally against these attacks. And the public opinion yesterday went into demonstrations in order to express support for the government. This does not mean that things will be okay in the next few days or so, but then it is good that the mission of the Arab League was in Syria so that they can see by their own eyes the armed gangs and their their doings in Syria. And at the same time, I suppose that we have to always clinch to the fact that dialogue between the government and the opposition is the only way open to a real solution to the Syrian crisis.
Mr. Jabour, you mentioned the Arab League monitors, the first batch at least, have arrived in Syria. Is there hope that the Arab League initiative will help with ending the unrest in Syria?
Well, I would say yes, and I would say that perhaps it is the only hope, and this is the strongest hope for the Syrian people, that the Arab League will be able to do something. Now, of course, the Arab League has its limitations, but at the same time, I think that the will of the people to finish unrest, the will of the good intentions of some members of the League of Arab States would help. What is needed is that the some countries in the West that support the opposition should encourage the opposition to come to an equal dialogue with Syria and emphasize the word equal dialogue in the sense that in the process of dialogue, the Syrian government should not have the upper hand. There should be equality of dialoguers. This is very important, and this perhaps would encourage the opposition to come to the table of dialogue.
Political commentator from Damascus, Mr. George Jabour, thank you for your time.